Senator Warren, talk to me about what you are seeing in this country right now as it relates to poll numbers dropping for the new president, as it relates to the investigations and questions of credibility that all surround and swirl around 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You know, I start with this question about the ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. And start with what we already know, the part that's not ambiguous, the facts that are out there. And the first one is that the intelligence community has concluded that Russia hacked in to American systems in order to try to influence the election in 2016. We just know that now. Second, we know for a fact that the FBI has an active and ongoing investigation about what happened during the 2016 election and the relationship to Russia. And so we know that, and then the third part, we know that the House and the Senate have investigations going on. Problem with those investigations is that they're going on behind closed doors. The Attorney General has already compromised himself. Donald Trump fired one acting Attorney General. So the hard question for me right now is whether or not we're going to have a full, transparent, independent investigation into what's going on. That's the part that's got me worried.
What do you believe about the fact that Michael Flynn will not get immunity for his testimony now? And also, where do you think, realistically, all of this investigation, all of these investigations and this investigating and this digging for the truth will ultimately end?
It will end when we actually get to the bottom of it, when we're sure we've gotten all the facts. And I think what that means is that it matters a lot that we have an organized process here. Not that we have a bunch of people running in a bunch of different directions, not that we have a lot going on behind closed doors, but that we actually have a special prosecutor whose full-time job is to investigate, to issue subpoenas, and to get to the bottom of it. And that we have a process that's available for the public to see that is truly transparent. I get there may be bits and pieces that you have to go behind closed doors and tell some secrets that we don't want the Russians to know about what we know. But overall, the process should be out in public. And, you know, for me, what matters the most here is this shouldn't be partisan. This is not about Democrats versus Republicans. Everyone in America should want to get to the bottom of it, to know what happened, and to know that as we go into the next round of elections in 2018, that we have stitched up any holes that might be there in our defenses, and that we are prepared to make sure that our elections have full integrity.
And Michael Flynn, the fact that he's not going to get immunity, and also, you know, where do you believe this will lead, all of these investigations? What's the end result that you're hoping for?
Look, the end result I'm hoping for is the truth. And one of two things is likely to be true here. One is there's nothing here, no connection, okay? If that's the case, then that's the case. But the other possibility is that there are connections, and that could result in significant indictments, prosecutions. We could be talking about very serious violations of federal law. And if that's the case, then boy, we need to know about it, and we need to get after it. And I'll say this about Flynn. It's one thing for a senator or a congressman to say, we're not going to give him immunity for testimony behind closed doors in congressional setting. That's why I want to see a special prosecutor. I want to see a special prosecutor who doesn't have political goals here, but has just one goal, and that is to get to the bottom of it. And let that special prosecutor make the decision about who gets immunity, who doesn't. But let's get to the bottom of this. That's what matters most.